What a wonderful day we celebrate today. Now some, not correctly by the way, say that this is the birthday of the church. But it is not. It is the baptism of the church. The birthday of the church is on the cross at Calvary with Mary next to Jesus, giving help in birthing the church, the mystical body of Christ, which is what the church is, which is what you are members of. It's not a slight thing. And then today, we have a very, very happy occurrence in addition to the fact that it is the baptism of the church. Today, we have all these children and other persons here, young, most of them young, that are going to receive for the very first time in their lives the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, Holy Communion. And others, including they, are going to receive the Holy Sacrament of Confirmation. So it's very appropriate that this year, by chance somewhat, but not so, we are going to be celebrating First Communion and Confirmation on this day in which the Holy Spirit lavishes upon us His gifts. And of course, we cannot read everything about Him or about that which takes place. But I think one of the most beautiful and important things that I could read to you, and some, hopefully some of the younger ones will understand too, hopefully some of the older ones, is to read to you what we have just heard chanted, which until recently was what my pride and joy to chant the sequence of Pentecost. Veni Sancte Spiritus. And of course, whatever reason God has permitted for my voice to be compromised, as it still is, though it is getting better after much work and therapy and so forth. But the choir has sung it beautifully for us. Come, Holy Spirit, and send forth from heaven the ray of thy light. The Spirit is the light of the church. Come, Father of the poor. Now they're talking to the Holy Spirit here, the liturgy. Not to the Father necessarily, not to the Son, but to the one whom they send. The Holy Spirit who proceeds from the Father and the Son. He is the Father of the poor. Because we are poor. We are miserable for the most part. And we have dependence on Him. Come, Giver of gifts. Come, Light of hearts. We pray to the Holy Spirit, hopefully every day. And we ask Him to send us His gifts. And in this economy of salvation, which Jesus Christ has set up, and the Father, now, after today, which is mirrored in the sacred liturgy of the Church, the Holy Spirit is in charge of our spiritual life. We receive everything that we receive from Him. Thou art the best consoler, the sweet guest of the soul, sweet coolness, in labor rest, in heat refreshment, in tears solace. And all of us know those things, those evils of life. Much work and we need rest, much heat and we need refreshment, tears of sorrow and we need consolation. O most blessed light, fill thou the inmost recesses of the hearts of thy faithful. Our hearts are darkened by sin and the temptations which often assail us, including And particularly on this day, I recall to you the temptation of lack of faith. When we do not understand and believe and accept the fact that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is here with us on the altar, and that we receive Him, body and soul, in Holy Communion. So, indeed, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us this faith. Without Thy divine assistance, there is nothing in man, nothing harmless. If we don't have the help of the Holy Spirit, we have nothing. And that is why it's very important to have a proper and faithful understanding of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Paraclete, the Advocate, who now takes care of our spiritual life in the liturgy, in the church, in the councils, and so forth. That is a validly ecumenical councils. Cleanse, O Holy Spirit, what is not clean, what is base. Bedew what is parched. Oftentimes, our tongues are parched, but it's not just our tongues. Our souls are parched, and we need the dew of the Holy Spirit to refresh us. Heal what is wounded. How is it wounded? It is wounded by sin. Now all of these children and some adults have in the last few days, some of them yesterday, received the very meaning of this. Cleanse what is base. Heal what is wounded in the Holy Sacrament of Confession. What a wonderful, wonderful sacrament it is. And it comes to us with and from the Holy Spirit. Bend what is rigid. Sometimes we are rigid and we don't want to bend and everything has to be our way. And sometimes we use the excuse of tradition for that, and that is not correct. Bend what is rigid. Warm what is chilled. Some of us are chilled. We are not full of the fire of divine love which the Holy Spirit brings to us. Guide what is astray. Oftentimes, we go this way and that way, and we don't know where we are going, where we are going to end up, if we do not hold on to the Holy Spirit. Just as the Lord says in the Gospels, if you love me, keep my commandments, and the Father and I will love you and send you another advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, who will guide you, whom the Father will send in my name. Not only in the Father's name, the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. He will send the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, in my name, in the name of Jesus. Give them, O Lord, the reward of virtue, the strength. And when we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for which we have been praying for 9 days, we receive virtue, strength, all the gifts. And then all this leads us to what is the most important for all of us. Give them a happy death. If you were to die today, dear sons and daughters, would you have a happy day? Or would it be a miserable day, and a day in which you will go directly into the eternal fires of hell? What is it? What is it to be? What are you doing about your spiritual life, about your soul, about your eternity? So give them, Holy Spirit, a happy death. give them eternal joy. And this joy today, for all of us, but especially for this group of children and young Catholics, is a day of joy. The Spirit of joy, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father and the Son, comes into our souls and fills us with that joy, which cannot be contained, which the saints show us in their lives. And so today, I congratulate all of you. And I congratulate especially these children and these adults who are to receive these holy sacraments. They are our life. They are our eternity. And as such, they must be our present. And of course, the Holy Spirit is a gift. He is our present, sent by the Father and the Son. So let us give thanks to God on this wondrous day when the Church, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, when we are set on aflame with the love of God, that we may live all the days of our lives in the fire of divine love and in salvation. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.